3:35 at WGCL, last in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us. We're trying to keep it between the yellow lines this afternoon. We're trying. But thankfully, my man Jordan Davis is here to figure this all out as we talk food, as we do every Wednesday, even into the holiday weekend. Where is my operations manager from the Chocolate Mousse, the No Dishes podcast host, Jordan Davis, ladies and gentlemen? What's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, man. Enjoying this weather. Had a great lunch today over at Lucky Express. Phenomenal. Probably the best General Sal's in town. Just trying to stave off the food coma at this point.
Well, that's good. We'll try to keep everybody awake as we move through the program this afternoon. It is a big weekend. You think, well, it's summertime in Bloomington. Everything's boring and quiet. No. We have plenty of news and stuff going on for you. And let's get to it before we get to what you've eaten this week. You're Mr. I called you Skinny Pop in the Facebook intro today. So I like – you ever had Skinny Pop? The popcorn?
No, I saw that, and I didn't like. I was thinking like Iggy Pop. I didn't get it, but that's like the popcorn.
Yes, it fake tastes good.
Yeah, no, I've tried that before. I don't think I've ever bought it, but I remember it being. This isn't bad at all.
You can come to my house. There's plenty on the shelf that sits there as decoration for the rest of us, as nobody. Try it once. Well, it's not that bad. It's just if you like popcorn and you don't want all the... Anyhow, we'll get to that. We'll get to the real food. We're not sitting here talking about all that other stuff. It's busy. I drive by the former BB's Market daily, a couple times a day, if not more. They have a new sign out front. That's the Endeavor Group, correct? Tell me what's going on there. And for everybody that loves all the stuff they've been doing, no cause for alarm, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was BB's Market, formerly Wagon Wheel before that. Now it is Chop Shop. So they actually have table service, full sit-down restaurant. They're open 7 days a week now. But for some of the old things that you really enjoyed, the barbecue, the Reuben, my personal favorite, their pork tenderloin is phenomenal. They're still keeping some of those things around.
Are we still doing breakfast? I had the biscuits and gravy there once with the hash browns, and I thought that was pretty upper-level stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that. I think a Belgian waffle has made its way on the menu, so that's what I was eyeballing next.
This is more cafe than sit-down, full-table service restaurant, correct?
Yeah, well, so that's what I think part of the Chop Shop rebranding is because they are going to be doing dinner with, shrimp cocktail and things like that. So they, pre-pandemic had opened up, or maybe it was a little after, but they had opened up that other side. Just on the south side of the main little shop they have there to be sit down, and they only did it for a little bit, and they had beer and wine. But now with this rebrand, I think they're gonna have a full dinner menu. They don't have seafood options yet, but they're gonna be adding those on. So it might be a great option for a nice dinner out moving forward.
Interesting. You know, I was on the seafood diet once. Seafood, eat it. Let's go. What's wrong with that? That's a bad dad joke. But
I abide by.
Well, you've done a lot better. You're working out, getting in good shape, eating healthy. Jordan Davis is our guest this afternoon. We have some movement as well at the Peach. I forget what it was called. What are we doing there? It's the Peach. What was that? Downtown on the square. The Peach Cobbler. Are they getting moving? This is going to happen eventually, right? It sounds like.
Yeah, so I got a lot of questions on that, but it's the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's a chain. It's coming in on the square. The menu looks great, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I'm biased towards local desserts, but I'm definitely going to get up there and try it whenever they do get open. My only confusion is, it was funny. I had someone message me last night being like, hey, do you know anything? What's going on with that? And I said, I have no idea. And then this morning, they made a post on Facebook from the CEO of the Peach Cobbler Factory, and which was interesting because in the past I thought it was the local franchise owner that just kept posting, being like, hey, we're gonna be open soon, all this. So I don't know if he's still involved or what the status is, but they said they are going to get open. They've ran into issues, and they didn't give a timeline, I don't believe, but whenever they do open, it's going to be Peach Cobbler Factory there on the west side of the square.
Well, we're gaining one on the west side of the square, and another is heading to, I would guess, greener restaurant pastures. 4th Street lost a restaurant earlier this year. Now the Square is going to lose one, and they're going to move on to 4th Street. So we're not going too far.
Yeah, Blooming Thai. Really great Thai spot there on on the west side of the Square, like you said. And they're going to be going into the old Anatolia building, which was a really beloved Turkish restaurant here in town. So I think that's going to be a fantastic fit. It's really sad that they're, moving off the Square due to who knows what's going on.
I'll tell you exactly what's happening. They're going to get twice as much space on 4th Street. They're going to have Anatolia had that outdoor garden. It's very nice. That's a cramped little – I've eaten inside and outside at Blooming Thai. It's just fine. But if you have inklings on turning a profit, you need some more seats. And Jordan, we've seen how many restaurants come and go from that side of the Square. Not terribly surprising, because when you have that finite space, just the math sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah, it's tough. That's where Darn Good Soup was, and they ran into an issue with rent getting too high, and my understanding is that's what is happening with Blooming Thai. But like you said, that's going to be, it's a match made in heaven. Them moving into that Anatolia spot, I think is going to be a blessing in disguise for them.
Siam House on one corner, Mai Thai on the other corner, and Blooming Thai right in the middle. So if you enjoy Asian food, dough, I don't know how to say that, is down there as well.
It's dough. I always say do, and I always get corrected. But yeah, that's a really good Asian fusion. That's a great spot that if it's like 11:30 at night and you want something that's not a chain or not fast food, they're usually open pretty late. So that's been a go-to savior for me a few times.
Is that more Japanese-y than Asian, or what is it? Because I I'm not up that late, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, so, it's more Korean. They have Korean fried chicken wings that are phenomenal. The beef bulgogi, which is fantastic as well. But I think it leans, from my experience, it tends to be more Korean, Asian fusion.
Gotcha. And there's Indian food down there as well. Go ahead.
The one I went to for lunch last week, while we're talking about 4th Street, was Burmese. I went to Burma Garden.
How was that?
That was awesome. Just such a cool interior, really kind of retro, old school. The food was phenomenal. Service was great. And I just want to make sure I snuck in a shout out for them real quick.
No, I want to talk more about them because I have not been there. That's one of the few places I have not been because, and this is where you can help me out. Look, you get a little older, you get some kids, you don't have, I can't go out every night. I want to, trust me. But I don't want to go to a place I don't know and hope it's okay if I'm taking my wife out to get something to eat. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So going into a place like that, I just don't know what to order. Did you ask? Did you do homework? How did you do that? And it sounds stupid, but I'm not familiar with Burmese food. I'm not sure what's good. Help me out here.
Yeah, so I was kind of in the same boat. So the whole reason we ended up going over there for lunch last week, every Thursday, Garrett, my partner in No Dishes, and I will have like a No Dishes lunch, kind of go over what we're doing, what our plan is moving forward.
Save those receipts. Write that off, baby.
What's that?
Save those receipts. Write that off, baby.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, every meal I eat. No, we were meeting over at Dats last week, and that's when I did the B-Town Euro. It was excellent. I also had Dats since then with the chili cheese etouffee and bourbon chicken. And then when we were leaving, I saw Jordan Smith from Visit Bloomington. I know you just had Laura on.
Yeah.
Across the street on the patio. So I went over there to say hi, and the food he had looked so phenomenal that we're like, okay, we got to do there next week. Then we get there, and I can't remember what he had. So I think what he had done was beef something or other, but it was like a sheet, almost like sheets of beef instead of like strips, if that makes sense.
It does.
And I think it was the beef curry. So that's one we're going to do next time because, Garrett went ahead and I was running behind. So he ordered, and I did another beef dish it was really good. We did an appetizer that was, let's see here. It was the Mandalay fritter, red beans, ginger, sweet rice flour with a house chili sauce. That was really tasty. It's one of those where typically when I go to a place like that, like kind of what you were describing, is I just try to look at the ingredients, maybe even ask when you order, like, is this something that's pretty approachable, you know?
Right.
And I very rarely find myself with something that I'm not happy with.
Well, let's talk about Burma Garden one more time. Spice, is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Did they just make it as spicy as they make it? Is that one of those styles, or how does it work?
Yeah, so they, interestingly enough, are a 3 through 5.
Oh, because that tells you it's going to have some activity. We're sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did normally on, like, the 1 through 5, I'll do, like, a 2, maybe a 3. And so I just did the 3 because when we went over and chatted with Jordan, you know, the week prior, he had done the 4, and he was sweating and talking about how he should have done the 3. So I did the 3. Garrett did the 5. He was sweating. He was in pain, but he enjoyed it. I'm just not one of those people that enjoys being in pain. So I stuck with the 3, and I was very happy with it. It wasn't overly spicy at all, so I don't think that should keep anyone that's spice adverse from going and checking out Burma Garden.
I won't put words in their mouth, or I won't put food in your mouth. But it sounds like 3 through 5 is 1, 2, 3 that way. So anywho, you're gonna get,
or
some,
like,
flavor to it. There's gonna
five,
be some
something
flavor.
Like that.
There you go. Good. Well, yeah. Will you do me a favor when you get bored? Just email me what you remembered, what you had, because I want to try it. And like I said, I don't want to go in there and look like a dope and get something silly or goofy or whatever else. I will take your recommendations and see, because summertime is great. Sit outside, get out in 4th Street and enjoy all the things that are going on. Absolutely fantastic. Jordan Davis is our guest, the podcast man. Where you get your podcasts, look for the No Dishes one. You can hear all the great recaps from the Chambers. What do they call that? That was down there at Switchyard Park. What was that big day called?
Yeah, so they just did their primetime expo, and there we got to sit down with representatives from Garnish Catering, Raising Cane's, Chicken Salad Chick, Big Woods, Upland, and Cape Bello. And it was great, man. They're all, like, really quick 15-minute episodes on Spotify, on YouTube. We did video, like, on-site. It was a lot of fun, and you can find out a lot about these restaurants that you might not have known of otherwise.
Exactly right. And that's what we try to do every Wednesday is help, especially perhaps in summertime and sometimes when things aren't always at the busiest here in Bloomington. We point out the great places to go. All right, before we hear from where you have also devoured Bloomington this week. Remember when we used to do Devour Bloomington? That was funny. I just tied that in there. All right, great. That works. Food Truck Wednesday in Ellettsville. Food Truck Friday here in Bloomington on Friday. And you have nothing but absolutely perfect weather for both.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it tonight, 4:30. So, yeah, coming up in, what is that, 40 minutes? 4:30 to 8:30 in Ellettsville on Sale Street. Every single Wednesday, amazing weather. We're going to be out there slinging ice cream, Weaver's Smoke Eaters Barbecue. They're Ellettsville natives. Everyone knows them over there. They have some really good barbecue. They have homemade sauces that they used to sell in Kroger. They might still. Bloom Burger doing their international takes on all these different types of burgers. If you haven't had a Bloom Burger yet, I highly suggest it. Holly, the owner, was also one of the most recent episodes on the No Dishes podcast, so you can find out more about her on there. Donair Kebab, Hamid, just does phenomenal gyros, falafel, baklava, you name it. And then lastly, we have Jay's Kitchen out of Bedford. They've been coming to Food Truck Friday very consistently since they started 3 weeks ago, and they've got a great menu with, like, loaded fries and some stuff like that. Go check it out on Sale Street today from 4:30 to 8:30.
And then Friday at the Switchyard Park, our final Food Truck Friday of May.
Yeah, so that's every single Friday at Switchyard Park from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's absolutely free to attend. Same with Food Truck Wednesday. We have some great music lined up this week. Akeem Da Beast, he works down at Foreign Auto Connect, and I've bought a car down there before, and I'm potentially looking to buy another. but he does some music, so he's going to be doing some cool stuff from 6 to 7. Then from 7 to 9, we have Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters, who are a really phenomenal band. We're excited to have them. But everyone comes for the food. The live entertainment's great. It really adds to it. But at the end of the day, you got to know what food trucks are there, what's calling your name. This week, we've got a really great lineup with Jay's Kitchen, who I just mentioned. The Big Cheese, one of the OG trucks here in Bloomington. Bloom Burger. Uno Mas, phenomenal taco truck. The Tasty Plate is going to be back. They do vegan and vegetarian. When they were there 3 weeks ago, I did their like vegan, like carne asada tacos. It was Cinco de Mayo. And they were really, really good. So even if you're not vegan, even if you're a carnivore, go check out the Tasty Plate. What Dusty's doing over there is really great stuff. Pinoy Garden, Chris is doing phenomenal Filipino food there. Arepa Burger, Marcos and their Venezuelan cuisine is top notch. We'll be there slinging ice cream as always. Weavers will be there. Donor Kebab, Rasta Pops. Yuri and Linda do a fantastic job with their popsicles, all these different types of cool flavors. On a hot day, it's really, really refreshing. Dare I say even maybe more so than ice cream if it gets hot enough. And then we also have Ellie Mae's Barbecue. Ken does a phenomenal job with that stuff too. So no shortage of options, and there's about a truck for every type of palate.
Excellent. Jordan Davis always makes me hungry. I just got my newsletter from the Butcher's Block. They are closed on Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. So if you have party plans or you're going to cook out and you use your friends at the Butcher's Block, be aware of that. But they do have some great deals online as well, bloomingtonmeat.com. So we even throw the restaurants in there. I know you've enjoyed your time at the Butcher's Block every time you go in there. Everybody does. All right, buddy, we got 2 good minutes. Where you been eating?
So I did Feta once again. I know I mentioned them last week. Really,
you're
great
on the payroll.
What's that?
I said you're on their payroll now.
No, yeah, they're our competitor. They're Hartzell's, man. That's how much you can. I can show you how
the love,
not how impartial I am. I'll spread the love wherever the love is deserved. So I had them once again. I did a meat locker pizza from Hank's Pizza Mac. Shared that with the staff here at the Chocolate Moose. Everyone really enjoyed it. It used to be swinging. There was like meatballs, bacon, sausage, ham, all these types of meats. Really, really good stuff. I had an amazing breakfast sandwich over at Rainbow Bakery, as well as a muffin.
Where is that?
Yeah, so that's over there at 4th and Rogers. Chris and Aaron have been on the podcast. They also help supply us with baked goods over at our Indiana Avenue location. But I just kind of went over there, and they have this like fake chorizo sausage on like a biscuit with some sriracha mayo. And man, if it wasn't for steak, and like you could go vegetarian if everything was that good. it was so good. I know we already spoke about and that muffin. It was like a chocolate hazelnut. I've kind of cheated the last like 4 or 5 days. So if you're one of my coaches from Farrell's listening, I apologize.
No, apologize to yourself, not to your coaches.
Work harder. Like you let yourself down.
Work harder next time. I'll throw a breakfast sandwich in there. My buddy Dave Novak will join me tonight. He lives out by the Verona Coffee House, and he enjoys their breakfast bacon, egg, and cheese on croissants, I saw. So there you go. We'll get it all covered. It doesn't matter what side of town you're on. We'll make sure the good stuff gets shouted out.
Oh, yeah, Verona over on Sarah's great. They did their own version of, like, City Minis that I had when I was in there. I grew up getting City Minis from Burger King if we were able to convince our dad to stop there on the way to school. But Verona does their own little homemade mini cinnamon rolls that are phenomenal. I know we were already talking Blooming Thai, but I went to Happy Thai, did the crispy chicken. I feel like you probably hear me mention that every other week. It's one of my favorite dishes in town. Really good stuff. Did the bourbon chicken chili cheese etouffee at Dats. Kalau, they have a great salmon dish that I had when I was doing bingo there on Wednesday night. I'll also be back there tonight from 8:30 to 10:30. It's free to play, win some prizes. And then, I want to give a random shout out to Martinsville.
Hey.
I was up there and ate breakfast at the Come and Get It on their kind of version of the square.
All right. I like it. You got the 86th Street Longhorn in last week. Now, Martinsville, you're going to get regional on me, buddy. Don't forget the little people when you make it to the top, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Next thing you know, I'll be covering. I'm going to go to the Larry Bird Museum and tell you about the Terre Haute food.
Well, that's good. I know I've got some people there that can give you a clue or two on where to sneak in Terre Haute. What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend? You getting to the race or no?
No, man. I went, last year I went, but this year. Going up to the lake house. I leave Saturday morning. I'm going to be gone for 9 days, and I'm ready to soak it in, man. I'm turning this phone off.
Do it. We will miss you next week. We will find someone to not pinch hit for you, but we will not a replacement. We will find pinch hitter. I guess that's a good way to good way to put that. So enjoy your time off. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up then. The next time I talk to you will be in June, and I want to hear all about your vacation as well, buddy.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend, buddy. Thanks for having me on, as always.